You're listening to SBS News.
For Michael Muhammad Ahmed, preserving his cross-cultural love story in his new book, The Other Half of You, was an important part of raising his young son.
Parents of colour, parents from minorities, feel compelled to tell their children the stories of how they came to be and tell them stories of how they are going to inherit and navigate the world around them.
His works aim to enrich the Australian literary sphere, challenging readers to understand a world that may be unlike their own.
In a country where we are still trying to have very serious conversations about Islamophobia, about Black Lives Matter, about anti-Asian violence in the wake of COVID-19, we can't afford to pull our punches. We have to be as transparent and as direct about the reality that we're currently navigating and what it takes to tell a different story about who we are as a nation.
This notion prompted Dr. Ahmed to start the Sweatshop Literacy Movement to encourage culturally and linguistically diverse writers to tell their stories. Based in Western Sydney, the movement gives aspiring writers access to mentoring and workshops. Some even go on to get published. Tongan Australian writer Winnie Dunn was mentored by Dr. Ahmed through the Sweatshop program. Now she is the general manager there.
For me, when I first met Muhammad, you know, he's this kind of quirky guy in flared jeans and he has a very leb accent from Bankstown. Meeting him in a university setting was quite refreshing because for a long time I thought university was meant to be this inaccessible, prestigious thing that people from my community and culture didn't have a lot of access to.
For Dr. Ahmed, giving diverse authors the tools to reveal their truth through writing is a way of breaking stereotypes.
The idea of creating a narrative like the one I created in The Other Half of You, which shows the tremendous love that Arab and Muslim fathers feel for their children, is about reclaiming our humanity and reclaiming our dignity and ultimately changing a perception that has broken our hearts.
Empowering the next generation of writers to carve their names into the Australian literary landscape. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.